Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tonight, as we all know, the Olympics going on this summer, Canada winning gold. Our next guest is a special one. The next guest is brought to you by our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they're going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. All you have to do is go to DaspitLaw.com. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, getting soccer on the airwaves and giving us the opportunity to interview Houston Dash midfielder, Canadian gold medalist, Sophie Schmidt, who joins us now. Sophie, thank you so much for taking the time to do this.
Thank you, Glenn, for having me on.
Well, I got to think, there's probably been a few media requests for you the last couple of days.
Yeah, just a bit. I mean, it's tough, though, being in the U.S. and all the hype is going on in Canada. So missing out on that. But it's great to see my teammates in the spotlight.
Yeah. So, and yourself, by the way. And you've always been to me a very, very humble player. A lot of humility for somebody that's played over 200 professional games. All the games that you've played for both Canada and professionally in different countries. Now, what does this mean to you at this point of your career to win gold? You guys have come close. You've won bronze before. You've been to a number of Olympics, but to finally take the prize home.
Oh, my gosh. Listening to you say all those things, it gets me a bit emotional. It's been a long journey, and to look back at the beginning and to see how far we've come. There's a group of us, the core, like that is slowly starting to fade away from our national team. But from the onset, we've just always wanted to change soccer in Canada and leave it better than when we found it. And just to know that that's happening and that has happened, and to see the young kids on the scene now and the opportunities that lay ahead for them, it's pretty special. And the job's not done, but yeah, it's pretty remarkable to be able to say something at the onset and then to go out and achieve it and just to make all Canadians proud. It's pretty phenomenal.
By the way, that was 200 plus appearances for Canada. So if I take you back to that first one when you were a young budding soccer player, can you remember that day and who it was against and everything very vividly? Because we're 200 plus into this now.
Yeah, I think so. Unless I'm remembering the wrong game, but we were in Europe. Playing against Holland, I believe I was playing outside back or center back, and I was playing beside Charmaine Hooper. It was pouring rain. It was just an ugly game, but we rolled up. That was the Canadian way. We rolled up our sleeves. We were there for the fight, and it's been pretty special to see how far we've come in terms of soccer. But yeah, that first one was amazing. Just the people I was playing with, the Charmaine Hoopers, the Andrew Neal, Sinky was there, and yeah. It was the start of something phenomenal, and I didn't know it then, and I've cherished every moment since.
Gold medal winner Sophie Schmidt joining us here on Soccer Matters. The names you just mentioned there, Charmaine Hooper, I remember her. And your lens has taken you through a lot of generations of players. A lot have come and gone. And a lot of that is very heartbreaking sometimes for your teammates that don't end up sticking like you have. What's your secret been? I mean, 200 plus games. I think I can announce here that you're a damn good soccer player, but I would have to say there's some other secrets there.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not sure. Like looking back, I'm like, how are some of these people, like how did they not do more or last longer? And for me, maybe it's the fact that I'm not very fast. So like physically, like my body has, I find that if you're really fast, you're like, you got problems physically, like hamstrings, there's always little niggles. But for me, luckily I've been able to be injury free most of my career. So there's a testament to that, the people that have worked along with me and in terms of getting my body right. And then, I don't know, it's just the love for the game. The passion for the game has never dwindled for me. It's always been a fire. It's always been my outlet. It's the thing I go to. And that's still how it is. I don't think I would be playing if I wasn't passionate and still in love with the game. And I think that's a huge part of it.
Sophie Schmidt joining us here. She's out in Portland for the ICC tomorrow, the Houston Dash, 10 o'clock Central Time on ESPN2. We'll take on Portland, and then Olympic Lyon will take on Barcelona. All right, and we're going to get back, trust me, to the gold medal and Canada, but I think it's awesome that you guys are in this tournament and to see the mix of international competition with the names like Lyon and Barcelona.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. What a tournament to be part of, and not in the U.S., in Portland, soccer-hungry city, as is Houston. And just to have these big names, big teams, just eyes on women's soccer, I think it's a great tournament. And yeah, looking forward to it.
Okay, so you get back to Canada. Just the reaction. I want to get some of the personal reaction of your family and the pride the Canadians have for what you women did and in winning the gold. How about a little bit on that? And any good little story that you might have about just how everybody's sharing the success? I noticed Julia Grosso is sharing it with her college team. All of you just seem so wonderfully gifted in that you want everybody else to be a part of this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, I haven't gone back home yet. I know that they're just, you know, waiting for it. I think they're going to have to wait a bit longer. But I, like, me and my husband have done distance for ages, so I thought it was important to get back to him in Houston. So there's that. But no, the family is just like so happy. And I think the way it ended with the gold was just amazing for them to just be able to cheer and have something like to go crazy about. But the Canadians, you know, this has been a long journey for them too. I think a lot of them are, especially with the U.S. history there in that semifinal game and the agony and heartbreak that they went through with us. And so to come home and bring gold, everyone's just like, you know, they won it with us. And it's so cool to hear the stories and just the amount of joy and inspiration it brings to the little ones, but also to the adults to you know, to still pursue dreams and dream big and get after things that they want to do in life. And I think that's the beauty of it, is just to never give up and continue to grow.
Sophie Schmidt joining us. Okay, semifinals, the 1-0 win over the United States. This is monstrous, okay? I'm going to sit here and make a couple observations, and I want you to react to this. You got to get tired of hearing about the U.S. women's national team and their success. Now, I would also say, if you believe me on this one, weren't they a great bar to help you in this relationship, the U.S. women's national team in Canada? But I would just think this is just such an amazing moment to finally get to the pinnacle. So maybe just touch on the U.S. Relationship, the fact that you knocked them off in this tournament, and kind of what it means to you with over 200 caps.
Yeah, I mean, the U.S. has just been phenomenal year in, year out for so long. They've been number one for ages. They're our neighbors. They're our rivals. I think we hate them more than they hate us, because we always lose to them. So that's always a struggle. But I think it's been great for our development as a country, is that they're the bar. They were right there. We've played them so often. It's a good measuring stick. And for my entire career, so 200 plus games, never beaten them. So that was the first time that's happened. And then to do it in the fashion and in the tournament and in the moment that it did, it was just like almost unbelievable. We were like pinching ourselves on the field. Like that game, we were like, oh my gosh, we did it. And it was like, no, we still have one more game to go. Like that was almost a pinnacle in and of itself. And so it was definitely special. And I think the U.S. has just like helped push us, because they've been so great and set the standard so high for so long that it's kind of motivated us to keep getting after it and find new ways and challenges and to get there.
All right. So you get into the finals against Sweden, you know, and I'm watching the penalty kicks. When they have the opportunity to win it the couple times that they did, what's going through your minds emotionally? Because I mean, it was just remarkable, really, the whole thing.
Yeah, it was. Oddly, it was, we knew that we were going to win. That's strange to say, and it's easy to say in hindsight, but in the moment, we like every day we did penalty shootouts, like the full thing with walking up, all players take a PK. And there was, we had a huge meeting and breakdown of like psychology of PKs and like percentages of shooting, and like the goalkeepers had their own thing. And so we were so prepared for that penalty shootout, and Steph was just unbelievable that tournament. So everyone had the world of confidence in her. And yeah, I don't know. It's just, I think heading into the tournament, our goal was to change the color of the medal. So at that point, we'd done that. And so there was no pressure. I mean, obviously, we wanted to win gold. But at the same time, like all the players, from what I heard before the game, was just, there was no pressure on them. Like, so I think everyone was light, bright and clear heading into that. I think, obviously, you get so nervous. I can't even imagine what Julia Grosso must have been feeling on that PK. But yeah, it was pretty special, but I think there was just like a calm about us. We knew that we were going to win.
So you had that great, the NWSL Challenge Cup. You had that wonderful, I thought you were one of the players that turned that around once you got into the knockout stages for the Dash to ultimately win that. When you take penalties, because you're getting so much data now, it's a little different than when I played. You just went up there and you picked the corner and you tried to put it there. there's so much data out there. Can the data sometimes sway you to maybe overthink it? Like if you're monitoring goalkeepers, okay, she likes to go to her right. I mean, it ends up still in a way being a bit of a guessing game at the end of it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's a bit of a mind game as well, because the goalkeeper knows which way you're kicking most often. And so I think at the end of the day, it still kind of comes down to picking your spot and making sure it gets there, unless you react off the keeper. But for me, it's all about just like my mom in university. She thought I was going to get a yellow card because I took so long, because I took like two deep breaths, and she was like, "Oh my God, it took forever." But that was like,
just because she wanted you to get, she wanted to get it over with, because she was probably nervous.
100%. But it's like the longer you wait, some people say the advantage goes to the keeper, some to you. It's like percentages of the shot high and low. It's just crazy. But for me at the end of the day, it's just like being calm and just kind of picking your spot and then just going with it. But I don't want to give away my secrets. So.
Yeah, no, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that at all. We're talking to Sophie Schmidt. By the way, you do realize now that you are with U.S., Norway, and Germany as the only prior winners of gold in the Olympics. Did you know that? You're one of only four teams to ever do that.
That's pretty incredible.
That's pretty incredible.
Listen, Canada. Canada, yeah, out of all people.
U.S., Norway, Germany, and Canada now. How do you think this can be an impetus in youth development in the women's game in Canada now? I would have to think there's going to be some tremendous reaction to this, maybe additional resources. You just raised the bar in a big way and you want to keep it up there.
100%. I think you saw the results of 2012 in that Olympics and that performance, how it impacted players like Ashley Lawrence, Jessie Fleming, Julia Grosso. Like, they may not have been where they are today if it weren't for that. And so now it's only going to raise the bar even higher. And for us, it's the mind-blowing thing is that Canada is one of the top nations. Right now, we've just won gold. And we don't have a league. We don't even have a team in a league. There's nothing there for our players to, like, go. So many good quality players fall through the cracks because there's nothing set up for them. And so I think that's a big push for us as players, you know, to make sure that our voices are heard and that that's something we need if we want to continue and sustain us being at the top of the game in the world, is that there's got to be a bit more of a support system underneath us instead of it just being random luck that players make it. It's more, you know, yeah.
And the goal is a lot of times going to a U.S. college or university like you. I mean, you went to a great program in Portland, albeit it's closer to Canada than most places. But, why not have something goal-oriented in the country, whether it's a professional league at some level or NWSL franchise? I don't know. Help me on this.
Yeah, no, 100%. Both of those. A team in, having a league of our own, it's a bit more challenging, but definitely having an NWSL franchise involved somehow. I mean, that's the reason why I left Germany. I was playing in Frankfurt. I left Germany because the Whitecaps apparently were like 99% in for like having a team, and then it all fell through. And so I had to join the U.S. team. It would just be phenomenal. And Canadians would eat it up, like from a fan basis, but also just, it would just inspire girls so much more. They'd be like, oh, there's actually something tangible in the country that they can aim for and dream for.
You probably think Vancouver would be the one that could lead the way on that, because I know it had such a great youth setup with so many of you coming through there. Why was that such a good youth setup? And so many players came out of the Vancouver Whitecaps youth.
Yeah. Was Vancouver, and I think Ottawa Fury was another one. Mm-hmm. There was a couple places, but Vancouver was just a hotspot. I think everybody wanted to be in Vancouver, but it was like the summer league. It was people who were in high school and college. They'd come home, come back to Canada. It gave a great environment to train and play with national team players or developing players of all ages. And it was just like, yeah, we got to develop and it was fun. Like, we loved being around each other. And it was, yeah, I think most of the big names came from playing in those two teams during the summer. And there isn't that now. And so I think it's a bit of a chance game, and we're kind of playing a little bit of roulette for the future.
She's midfielder Sophie Schmidt. She's a gold medal winner with Canada. They do it in the Tokyo Olympics. It is the first major tournament title for Canada. They've come very, very close on many occasions, and they finally get it done. And by the way, they do it knocking out Brazil, knocking out the U.S., and then Sweden in the final. That's a pretty good trio of teams right there, Sophie.
It is. You got to beat them at some point to get to the top. So,
all right. So, tell me about your future. I mean, you're still fit. Like you told me, you don't get injured a lot. You got remarkable experience on the field to solve problems and play the game. You know, what's the future look like for you?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I've still got 2 years left on my Houston contract. I'm really enjoying soccer there and everything that's happening with the women's football in Houston and in the league. And so still committed to that. From the national team perspective, I don't know. I'd love to keep playing. The World Cup 2023 in Australia and New Zealand looks very appealing. Mm-hmm. Whether or not I can make that team and physically still compete at that level, we'll see. We'll see what Bev has in store. This tournament, you know, I didn't play a lot, didn't dress a lot, and so we'll see what happens there. But yeah, I'm still hungry, still love it, still want to keep going for now. And if things change, things change. But right now, I'm still all in. I'm basking in the moment of the gold and just enjoying the ride for now.
Okay, so I look at you, and there's just something in me that says she's not going to leave the game. I mean, when your career playing the game is over, my gut tells me you're going to remain in it. Is my gut correct?
Yes. I don't know in what capacity.
Right.
I don't know if the passion is there for coaching. I also haven't done a lot of coaching, so I can't say that 100%, but I definitely want to get back in the game in some regard and, yeah, pass on some of the knowledge that was given to me and experience. And I wouldn't be where I am without one, like, especially one coach growing up. Colin Miller, he played pro.
Oh, I remember Colin Miller, sure.
Yeah, so he was our technical director of my club team, and just the insights, the soccer knowledge, my understanding of the game is purely because of him, and it helped me develop way quicker than other players and just the technical aspect of my game. He just kept encouraging me, and I think that is what set me apart and gave me like a pathway to success at a young age, even though physically I wasn't amazing.
Sophie Schmidt joining us. Okay, I got two more questions for you, then we're going to let you go. We really thank you for your time, and we do want to get you on halftime of a Dynamo game on TV as well. We want to do that in the future like we did in the past. I know you remember that legendary moment we did our interview together a couple years ago. Okay, so you get back to Houston and you see your husband. What happens? You jump on him, he jumps on you. What happens? You come running to him with the medal up in the air? What? Come on, it can't be just a real slow walk.
I surprised him. I told him I was going home. And
oh,
then
wow.
So I went to the house, and probably a mistake because he didn't clean up and stuff. But he thought I was somebody trying to sell something to the door, because it was like all the gates were locked, and I was just like, oh my God, I can't get in. But no, it was just, yeah, the moment was amazing, and the dogs, the pups were going crazy. Just, yeah, they don't care about the gold, but they're happy to have me back. And yeah. And then I went to trivia night that night. He runs trivia night. So it was fun.
Oh,
I brought
God.
The medal and just.
Is your husband an actor? Or
he is actor, singer, but he cannot work in the U.S. on the visa that he's on and stuff. So he's kind of, yeah, but he's going to, yeah, he'll do stuff on the side to keep him busy. And so
Okay. It's
crazy to have a husband that supports you like that. I'm very thankful for it. And he follows me around.
Wonderful. You want to give us his name?
Nick Kyle.
All right. We got to give Nick a shout out too, right? Because Nick's a part of the gold medal too. Okay. Last one before I let you go. Is it hard getting focused on the ICC now coming back? I mean, I got to think it's incredibly tough to not keep thinking about this moment and reliving it and the penalties and the tournament and, you know, having that medal right next to you. Is it tough getting refocused? I'm just curious.
A little bit. I think I'm thankful that I was able to get one club game, like a league game, under my belt prior to this tournament, because that was mentally more exhausting than it was physically, I think, for me. And just to kind of be like, okay, I like need to give myself a little bit of grace in that regard. That whole tournament was like physically, yes, hard, but mentally just draining. Even though we came up on top, there's like a little bit of a lull that happens. But I don't know. I'm excited. I just it's weird. It's something fresh and different team, different things. And it's just like a 2-game thing. It's something you can focus in on just the next 5 days. And I think it's manageable in that regard. And it's so exciting to play here in Portland and then play against potentially a Barca or a Lyon. Like, that's phenomenal. And yeah, it's just something that's really gets me going and excited.
Good things keep happening. Well, nothing better than the gold medal right now. Sophie, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck in the ICC and getting the dash into the playoffs. And we appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.